This is Getting to Know Your Bible, a program dedicated to the proclaiming of the good news of Jesus Christ. Here's Billy Lambert.
Husband and wife are driving out through the countryside. And of course, he's doing the driving and she's sitting on the right side next to the window. And they begin to talk. And she says, "You know, honey, I just don't think we are as close to each other as we used to be." And he looked down at the expanse between he and his wife. He's sitting behind the wheel driving, and she's hugging the door on the right side. And he says to her, "I haven't moved." How close do you feel to God? God's where He's always been. Have you moved? Maybe you're already close to God. Today we want to talk about that topic, drawing near to the heart of God. Please stay tuned. I'm Billy Lambert. I'm the regular speaker on Getting to Know Your Bible. And we're delighted to have you watching today, especially if this might be the first time you've ever seen the telecast. Please stay tuned today because we're going to be offering a free Bible correspondence course. I emphasize it's free, and we want you to avail yourself of the opportunity to have the course. We're going to pause now so you can learn more about the course and how you can learn how you can receive it.
To help you in your study of the Bible, we want to send you this Bible correspondence course. This course is non-denominational. It's based on the Bible. It's conducted by mail, and it's free. To receive this course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama, 36580. Or call toll-free 1-877-711-5214.
I'm reading now from the 73rd Psalm and verse 28. Psalm chapter 73, verse 28. "But it's good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord, that I may declare all thy works." I read a book some time ago, many years ago as a matter of fact, about the sinking of the Titanic. And in that book it is stated that before the Titanic sank, that the band that had been playing music to dance by began to play "Nearer, My God, to Thee." How close do you feel to God right now? The psalmist said, "It is good for me. It is good for me to draw near to God." There are some things that are, I think, suggested or implied in that statement. First thing that is implied is that you can be close to God. You can be near God. You can be near God. A second thing that is suggested is you may not be near God. So if it's possible to be near God, it's also possible to be far from God. And then a third thing that is suggested is that we have a duty to be near God. James chapter 4 and verse 7 says that if we draw near to God, that He will draw near to us. So we have that responsibility. And so it is implied that it is a profitable thing for us to draw near to God. It is good for me. It is good for me to draw near to God. There are a lot of things in life that are not good for us. that people involve themselves in all the time, but they're not good for them. But here's something be good for you to do. Draw near to God. Now, when we think about drawing near to God, there are some dangers that we need to avoid. Danger number one is assuming that we aren't close to God. There are many people that assume they are. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Many will say unto me in that day, "Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name done many wonderful works, but I shall profess unto them, I never knew you." So here were people, Jesus said, who assumed they were doing right. They assumed that they were in a relationship with Christ. They assumed they were close to God. But in fact, they were not. So we need to do some examining of our faith, 2 Corinthians 13:5, and see whether or not we are close to God. Now, so that's one danger to avoid, assuming that you are near God. And then the second danger to avoid is allowing material things to keep us from being close to God. In Luke chapter 8, in verse 14, where Jesus had been talking about the parable of the seed sows and the sower, he talked about seed that had been planted, and then that seed was choked out by the cares, the riches, pleasures of this life. And so sometimes we allow our relationship with God to be stifled by the cares of this old world. By the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this old world. So that's a danger to avoid. Don't allow that to happen. Then another thing to avoid is being forgetful about it. You may think, well, you know, I take for granted that I'm close to God, and we forget where we have been and what we have had. You know, the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 1:9 said, "He that lacketh these things," and now, the things that he was talking about were what we sometimes refer to as the Christian graces, where you add to your faith virtue, and to your knowledge, temperance, and so on. And then he said, "He that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see or far off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." It's an easy thing to forget about what we've had, where we've been. It's easy to forget about that relationship with God, being close to God, being near to God. And Peter said, "As long as I'm in this body, I'm going to put you in remembrance of the things that I've been teaching." He said that in verse number 12. So they're dangerous to avoid. But why would we think it's good to draw near to God? What is there about being close to God that is so good? The psalmist said, "It is good for me to draw near to God." Well, one of the things I would suggest is a whole lot easier to live the Christian life when you're in draw near to God. You see, when I'm close to God, I become a partaker of His divine nature, according to the Apostle Peter. That means that the closer I get to God, the more like God I will become. We become like that which we admire and appreciate. That's a fact of nature. There are young boys that are trying to be just exactly like their favorite baseball player or their favorite football player, or some young girl is trying to sing just like her favorite female vocalist. You see, they want to be just like them. They want to try to imitate them as best they can. Well, you see, when I'm close to God, it's a whole lot easier for me to live the Christian life, because rather than being partaker of the human nature, I'm partaker of the divine nature. That is, it makes me more conscious of God and what God is like and how I need to be God-like, as Titus 2 tells us to live soberly, righteously, and godly, God-like in this present world. So that's why it's good to be close to God. A second reason that it is good for us to draw near to God is that it gets me away from number one enemy. And the number one enemy is myself. gets me away from myself. There's so much selfishness in our world. People are centered on self. But when I'm close to God, it causes me not to think about myself, but to think about somebody else and to think about God first and others second. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." You see, that's a hard thing to do, isn't it? It's to deny yourself. We don't like to deny ourselves of anything. But Jesus said, if you want to come after me, self cannot be first. We live in a world where self has become the center of a lot of people's universe. But God is to be the center of our universe. You'll never be close to God as long as you're just looking out for yourself. Jesus put it very plainly, did he not? If you want to be his follower, if you want to serve him, you've got to put self in the background. In Philippians, the second chapter, Paul is writing to these brethren, and he was going to send Timothy to them. He said, "I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state." There wasn't anyone else that he could send to them that would take care of them like Timothy. And isn't that a great compliment to pay to that young man? But it wasn't so much a compliment to the other people, because he said, "All seek their own, not the things which are Christ." There were those that were so self-centered, thinking about self, that they were not concerned about the welfare of other people. But you see, when I'm close to God, I put self in the background. God is in the foreground. Jesus is in the foreground. But another reason that it is good to draw near to God is you escape the downward path. I can't help but think about Jonah there. Jonah had been commissioned to go to Nineveh and to preach against that city because they were guilty of great wickedness and great sin. But Jonah arose and he chose to flee in the opposite direction. So he went down to Joppa. He went down and paid the fare to get on the boat. He went down into the boat. Eventually, they cast him over the side of the boat, down into the sea, down into the belly of a whale. You see, when you start running away from God, it is down, down, down. There are a lot of folk today, a lot of people that are we would consider even some of our friends, that are not as close to God as they ought to be. And some people today are running away from God. And that's going to lead to their destruction, eternal destruction, unless we can get to them and explain to them that it's good for them to be near God, to have God as their daily companion, to be in that kind of a relationship with God. You see, you escape the downward path. Anytime you turn your back upon God and you start going in the opposite direction, you're on a road that leads to a dead end. It's like being on a runaway train. It's going to lead to eventually to a disastrous wreck. Now, another reason that it is good to draw near to God is because that puts you in fellowship with the Father. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3 talks about our fellowship with God. It just seems to me, it's just very obvious, very apparent, that David had this kind of relationship with God, that he was near God when he wrote the 23rd Psalm. I can just see David out there tending sheep at night. And David is writing this psalm and he says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." You can't read that without visualizing in your mind the relationship that David as a shepherd had to the bishop and shepherd of our souls. See, the Lord can be your shepherd. Draw near to God because you have fellowship with him. Now, David lost that fellowship when he sinned, and he was so penitent. He said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression." He had sinned. He committed adultery. He took the wife that belonged to another man. And then he had that man sent out of the front of the battle that the man might be killed. And David paid a terrific price for that. And when Nathan the prophet confronted David and told him about his sin, David then repented. He said, "I have sinned." And then Nathan said, "Well, the Lord's put away your sin." And I believe that he did. And all putting away of sin, all forgiveness of sin, all blotting out of sin was contingent upon the death of Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood for the forgiveness of sin. But David understood what it was to have fellowship with God and to be near God, but he also knew the heartbreak when you get away from God. So it is good for us to draw near to God because we have this fellowship with God. We're walking hand in hand with God. Another reason I suggest that it is good to be near God is because that helps to promote unity. And that is a subject about which we could talk for a long, long time, because there's such a need for unity in the world. There's such a need for unity in our nation. There's such a need for unity in the social world. There's such a need for unity in the home today, in the family today. There's such a need for unity in the religious world today. See, we need unity. And the only way we'll ever have unity, real unity, is by drawing near God and submitting to the authority of God. Jesus prayed for unity. Listen to Jesus in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. And this is found in verses 20 and 21. "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. If thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou sent me." The religious world is sorely divided. Oh, it is so divided. All kinds of different concepts about what is right, what is wrong, and so forth. That's not for which Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed that we would have unity. And the closer you are to God, the closer you are to Jesus, the more likely it is that you're going to have unity. You see, God is not the author of confusion, but He's the God of peace, 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 33. When we draw near to God, that means that we're going to be following in the footsteps of Jesus, following in the footsteps of God. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 is an intriguing statement. It's a question, actually. Can two walk together except they be agreed? So they got to walk. If you're going to walk with someone, you got to be close to them, haven't you? And we're to be walking with God. Ain't it walk with God? Genesis 5, 24. And so we can walk with God. And when we walk with God, when we are in harmony with God, when we submit our will to the will of God, and we take the Bible as the basis of unity, for in fact it is, that's one of the benefits of being near God, that we can have unity. God doesn't want confusion. He doesn't want religious confusion in the world today. I don't know how God feels because I don't know the mind of God except through studying the Bible. I know the mind of God. And what I find revealed in the Bible is that God is displeased when there is disunity, when there is division among us. That's why the Bible teaches that we're to be united. Jesus prayed for unity. And when we draw near to God, we can have that kind of unity. Unite upon the same teaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now, another reason that it is good to draw near God is because it kindles zeal in my heart. I think about the time Moses was out tending the flock of his father-in-law. God appeared to Moses in a bush that was burning, yet the bush wasn't being consumed. And Moses heard this voice out of the bush, "Moses, take off the shoes from off your feet, for the ground you're standing on is holy ground." God was in that bush. You know why that bush was burning? The bush was burning because God was in the bush. And God is ought to be in our hearts today. And the nearer we are to God, the more fire we have for God, the more zeal we have for God, the more enthusiasm you have for God. I don't care what you call it. You can call it drive. You can call it enthusiasm. You can call it zeal. Call it whatever you want to. I know this, that the closer I am to God, the more zealous I am for doing the things that belong to God and the will of God in my life. Jesus was zeal personified. In John chapter 9 and verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me, because the night is coming when no man can work. So Jesus was zeal, had zeal for doing the will of his Father. But it always been that way. From the time he was a lad, he was that way. In Luke 2:49, he told his parents, don't you know that I must be about my Father's business? He was zealous for the things of God. And the closer we are to God today, the more zeal we will have in our hearts to do the things that belong to God. I have seen lukewarmness or a lack of zeal among those who claim to be Christians. I've witnessed that. And the thing that will spark that fire in their hearts is to get down and get their lives right with God and get as close to God as they possibly can. Draw near to God. And when you draw near to God, guess what? He's going to draw near to you. James chapter 4 and verse 8. It will kindle the zeal that is in your heart. And then it is good for us to draw near to God because it will allow God to do what he wants to do for us. Now, God wants to help us. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the plans that I have for you. Now, I know the context of that is the plans that he had for his people when they came back out of captivity. He had plans for them. But God wants to do things for his people today. He wants to help us. He wants to bless us today. But he can't do that if we're drifted far away from him. It's good to be close to God because, see, the closer we are to God, the more he can do for us. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. He wants to bless us. And the closer we are to God, the more that God can do for us. When we drift away from God, we cut ourselves off from that fellowship with God and that nearness with God. Oh, how we need to draw near to God. It is so good. And he also provides a refuge for us. That's the reason that it's good to draw near to God. Sometimes we need a place of refuge, don't we? During a storm, sometimes the storms of life come and we need a refuge. Listen to Psalms 46 and verse 1. The Lord is my strength and my refuge. The Lord is my strength. I don't have any of my own. I'm weak without the Lord. That's why Paul said, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, we need God in our lives. That's where we get our source of strength. And he said, the Lord is my strength and my refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. And the world is in upheaval today in so many different ways. In economic upheaval. They're in a military upheaval, political upheavals, all kinds of things going on in our world today. But we can draw near to God because in God we find strength and a refuge for our souls. And in verse 10 of that chapter, he said, be still and know the Lord. We be still and know the Lord. We just need to be patient. And we need to draw near to God every day of our lives. It is good, the psalmist said, to draw near to God. And the time to do that is right now. How close are you to God? How close do you feel to God? You go to the doctor, maybe you have pain. The doctor said, now on a scale of 1 to 10, Well, where would you put your pain? That's kind of hard to do sometimes, isn't it? But on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the closest and number 1 being the farthest away, where would you rate your nearness to God? You know. You understand. How close are you to God? It is my prayer that every person watching this telecast right now will be as close to God as we possibly can. We'll be close to God when we bend our heads and we bend our hearts to Him. When we say, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears." Whenever we say, "God, I want to just tell me what to do." And when we come to His Son, Jesus, that's when we're getting close to God. Jesus was God's Son, and He's the nearest thing to the heart of God there is. And we need to draw near to Christ. You do that by believing on Jesus. Except you believe that I am He, Jesus said, you're going to die in your sins. We've got to believe in Jesus. You say, "Well, I do, Billy. I believe in Jesus. I believe He's the Son of God. For God so loved the world." John 3:16, absolutely. We need to repent of our sins. We can't draw near to God if I got all this sin in my life. I've got to be willing to put it aside. That's why the Bible says, "Repent or perish," Luke 13:3. I must be willing to confess that I believe in Jesus Christ. And then I must, as a penitent, confessing believer, allow some servant of God to immerse me in water for the remission of my sins. Baptize me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the remission of my sins. I'd urge you to do that and get as near God as you possibly can. It is good for all of us to draw near to God. In these days in which we live, that's the safest place to be. I want to thank you for watching today. And in the closing moments, I want to give you a personal invitation to visit the Church of Christ in your community. Also, I want to encourage you to pick up the telephone and call for the free Bible correspondence course. Write the number down. If you can't do it right now, write the number down, call for the Bible course, and we will send it to you just as quickly as we possibly can. And you can take that online, and you'll have the information for that as well. Now, I want to thank you for watching today. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you, is my prayer.
Getting to Know Your Bible has been presented by Churches of Christ. If you have a question about the church, or if you would like the location of a Church of Christ near you, or to receive the free Bible course, write to Getting to Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 314, Summerdale, Alabama 36580, or call 1-877-711-5214. Join us next time for Getting to Know Your Bible.